It's here and now, and today is the first day of Passover. Easter is this coming Sunday, which means it is spring, and for some people that means it is lamb season. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst joins us in the studio now to talk all about lamb. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hi, Jeremy.
And lamb and spring do seem to go together very well.
I would say along with chives and peas and asparagus, maybe artichokes, they are the symbol of spring. In the world of meat, there is nothing that symbolizes spring more than lamb.
And yet, all year round, lamb is not as popular as chicken, pork, and beef in the U.S.
This is true. Lamb sales are way beneath those three other meats. I think that a lot of people grew up with mutton, which is old lamb, which is super strong and unappealing and unattractive.
And they remember that.
They remember it and they never want to go back to it. But lamb is becoming much more popular thanks to the trend of Middle Eastern cooking, all the focus on Middle Eastern flavors. Lamb is a very favored meat in the Mediterranean, throughout the Middle East, and people are starting to experiment with it more. Just so you know what a fanatic I am, every year, there's a farmer down the street from where we live in southern Maine, and I buy a lamb from her, and I never know when it's coming, and there'll be a knock on the door. This will upset some people. Close your ears, vegetarians. But she knocks on the door, and she has the entire animal slung over her shoulder. It's been cleaned.
That upsets me, and I'm not a vegetarian.
Well, you know, if you're going to eat it, you need to. So we buy an entire animal, and with a friend who is a butcher, we cut it into pieces, and we freeze it, and we eat it year-round. The real point of this story is that it's very nice to know where your meat was raised and how it was raised.
Yeah.
This is a lamb that had a really beautiful life and ate very well, and therefore we eat very well all year.
This is starting to sound like an episode of Portlandia.
Oh, no.
Okay. What about when you go into the store? Let's pretend like you don't have a lady that comes over to your house.
Let's pretend.
And knocks on the door. What are you supposed to do?
Wait, are you telling me you don't have that lady?
I don't have that at all. No.
It's called a farmer.
So let's say you go to the market and you want to get some lamb. Well, what are you looking for? What kind
of
cuts?
Well, there are so many different cuts. The most popular cuts, and particularly around spring for Easter, and also some Jews do at Passover eat lamb, though there's a controversy around that. Lamb is mentioned in the Bible, and there are a lot of Jews who won't eat lamb at Passover if it's roasted. But if you braise it, if there's liquid added, then it's acceptable. There's a whole long explanation of that. But let's talk about that. Lamb shanks, also called the shin, is a really fairly inexpensive cut of meat. Delicious, delicious cut of meat on the bone. Braise it, which means it's cooked in a little bit of liquid, very, very slowly till it just falls off the bone. And flavors like cinnamon and nutmeg and garlic and chili pepper, and you could add apricots or prunes and nuts, and it becomes a very Moroccan style or Middle Eastern dish.
What about lamb chops?
That's what
I always see.
Yeah, that's what we grew up on. It's the most expensive cut, absolutely delicious. There's the shoulder chop, which has some fat and gristle and is not the most expensive. There's the rib chop, which comes from the rack and includes the rib and the loin. And then there are the loin chops. Those are the really meaty, tender, buttery ones that come at the highest price. And those are fabulous sautéed or grilled or broiled. I mean, it's getting warm. A grilled lamb chop outdoors with a brushing of olive oil, some fresh rosemary, cracked pepper, nothing better.
What about when you have to cook it? What are you supposed to do?
It really depends what cut. The leg of lamb, which is my personal favorite, there are two types. There's the bone-in or there's a butterflied leg of lamb where they remove the bone and the two flaps of meat resemble a butterfly. What I love to do with a leg of lamb that's been butterflied is to marinate it with fresh mint and garlic and red wine. Let it sit overnight. Then take it out of the marinade and throw it on the hot grill outdoors, summertime, springtime. Just, it's so delicious. It's all this very tender, flavorful meat. For a whole leg of lamb with the bone in for Easter, you could rub it in garlic and good Greek yogurt, some paprika, a little bit of chili pepper.
Making kind of a little tzatziki sauce.
Exactly. There. What happens is that the yogurt creates a glaze. When you heat the leg of lamb, you want to start it at a very high temperature, 450, and then put it down to 325, and you let it cook. There are a few things to keep in mind when you're cooking lamb. For very rare meat, you want to go for 125 degrees. Now, these are temperatures that you use an instant thermometer. You put it into the thickest part of the meat. And when the temperature reaches, not the numbers I'm talking about, but 5 degrees below them, because meat will continue to cook once it's outside of the oven. So it's really important. So if you want your lamb very rare or very pink, you want to shoot for 125 as the final temperature. So you want to take it out at 120. For medium rare, which is where I like it, 130 to 135. So that's a very good tip to know.
You're a medium rare person, not rare for lamb?
I don't like rare.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. We'll allow you to come back anyway.
Is this a personality flaw?
Next
Do we
time?
Need to talk
no,
about
No, that's
this?
Fine. Okay. But, you know, some people like it a little more rare. That's all I'm saying.
Another question a lot of people ask me, well, how much meat per person? When you're working with a bone-in leg of lamb, about 3/4 to a pound of meat per person. A rack of lamb, depending on the size, about 1/2 to 1/4 of a rack per person. And with the boneless butterfly of lamb, about 3/4 of a pound per person. Can I tell you something with leftovers?
Yes.
Like day after Easter, day after Passover, you take your leftover lamb and you make a hash, like corned beef hash, but with lamb, so with potatoes and maybe some parsnips and the lamb, and you cook it and you press it down and you make like a pancake and then poach an egg with some hot sauce and throw it on that lamb hash.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. You'll be very, very happy with that.
You know, hearing you describe all of these different ways of cooking lamb, I can't help think of the Greeks. They all sound like such Greek-style recipes in a way, and the Greeks love lamb.
Absolutely. They adore it. In fact, Greek Easter, which I believe falls on the same day as regular Easter.
This year, I think it does.
That what the Greeks do is they have whole baby lambs and they will roast the entire lamb on a rotisserie spit. Mm. I was once invited to a Greek Easter and the guy had it set up in his garage in New England. One of the most memorable meals of my life. But this entire lamb in this guy's garage on a rotisserie spit just being basted in garlic and olive oil with the crispy skin. I don't know why Americans don't embrace this meat more. It is so full of flavor. It's earthy. Maybe we like a more neutral flavored meat, but lamb is something worth trying. Speaking of which,
yes,
I made you something.
Oh, good. Yes, finally. So my favorite part.
These are lamb meatballs. I took coriander seeds, fennel seeds, and cumin seeds and heated them and then crushed them. So we have this great spice mixture. And then this is ground lamb and fresh mint. And that is a Greek yogurt.
So I should dip it in the Greek yogurt here.
Greek yogurt with fresh mint and scallions and a little bit of hot pepper sauce. Really, really easy. Great light dinner with pita bread and some salad. Very Middle Eastern there.
The Greek yogurt really makes it.
Isn't it? It's so creamy. The thing about lamb, too, is that it's not that fatty. A lot of the ground lamb that you find in stores is really not very fatty at all, but just enough to give it some flavor. And with these delicious spices, there's yogurt in that meatball as well. And then you roll them in panko breadcrumbs, and you cook them in olive oil, and you can do it all ahead of time and throw it into the oven. So another quick, very different holiday idea.
Do you think Americans are ever going to embrace lamb the way that they do beef or chicken?
I would say time will tell. Probably not the way they do chicken and beef, but I think that lamb is an extremely healthy meat. If you learn how to cook it properly, you will fall in love with it.
Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That's here now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who is, by the way, a James Beard Award nominee for her work on this program. She's also the author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes. And you can find Kathy's tips on cooking lamb and some recipes, including her lamb hash and those delicious lamb meatballs at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.